really, really need faith. People need to live by faith. The lack of faith is making the enemy at times get the upper hand. Like Chichi said, the python is dead, but it's pretending, and while you are running, like Chichi ran, how can you run from a dead python? The thing has been defunct, has been crippled already. I don't understand. It's just baffles. I pray that the spirit of faith will enter you. You know, some situations can be very troubling to the mind. At times you face certain situations and it wants to give you sleepless nights. Well, you must trouble your trouble. So I'll say a few things. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews 11. By faith, verse 3. By faith we understand. Verse 4. By faith Abel. Verse 5. By faith Enoch. Verse 6. And without faith. Verse 7. By faith Noah. Verse 8. By faith Abraham. Verse 9. By faith. Verse 11. By faith even Sarah. And it keeps on going. All these people operated in faith. Verse 17. By faith Abraham. Is that telling you something? Verse 20. By faith Isaac. Verse 21. By faith Jacob. Verse 22. By faith Joseph. Verse 23. By faith Moses. Verse 24. By faith Moses. Verse 27. By faith he left Egypt. Verse 28. By faith he kept the Passover. Verse 29. By faith. Verse 30. By faith. Verse 31. By faith. Are you there? And I come to verse 32. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, about David, and Samuel, and Paul, and Peter, and Jesus, and John Dombre. Put your name there. The only thing that will make your name to be remembered in heaven is your faith. Crying wouldn't do it. Getting a second job wouldn't do it. Going to Las Vegas wouldn't do it. Look, I want to tell you something. Look at me. Look at me. If you want to achieve anything in this kingdom of God, there is no other way apart from faith. You better accept that as final authority. It's impossible. There is no other way for your name also to be written in the annals of eternity. Or you can't, and I cannot achieve any greatness, anything in this kingdom of God without faith. It's not possible. This is so real, that one of the things God hates most, you know what will take people even to hell? Unbelief. Because they did not believe. They did not have faith in the work of the cross in Jesus Christ. I find this so important. I think I've told you before, I feel I must teach on faith for a very long time. Because I noticed that it's just yo-yo for many people. People are not saturated with faith. As for the buffeting of life, you know you can't stop it. Jesus said, in this world, you will face what? Tribulation, trouble. But chill. Say chill to your neighbor. Take it easy, because I have what? Overcome. Listen to me carefully. You have to choose whom you believe. Either you believe God or you believe your senses. It's as simple as that. Because verse 6 is, for without what? Faith. It is impossible. Look, even Class 4 can explain impossible. Means that the thing, there's no way you can please God without faith. And faith is contrary to physical what? Evidence. When things are not going well, and everything seems, that is when you don't back down and say, God said it, I believe it, case closed. In the kingdom of God, nobody, oh, you see all the people I read about in the scriptures, and the ones I added, nobody, none of them, achieved anything without faith. None of them. Jesus told Peter, come. And Peter started walking on the water. Immediately, he saw the circumstance in the presence of God. When he took his eyes off Christ, he began to what? Sink. Jesus said, why did you doubt? Doubt, unbelief will make us sink in the presence of God himself. Evil attacks and demonic attacks seems to have multiplied all over the world massively. The only thing that will conquer is faith. In fact, Jesus said this, when I come back to earth, will I find faith on earth? It means that the attacks will be so much that people will throw in what? Down. But like, remember what, the snake is there, but the devil masquerades as if he has a what? He is the one who has got the power. He hasn't got the power. Bible says, even submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. Not the principality of England, but the devil himself. And he will run in terror from you. Either you believe that or you don't. But see, as I teach, you understand. If you believe, and your actions and your words say whether you believe or not. By faith, Moses forsook the pleasures of Egypt, knowing that there was a land, knowing that there was a what? A higher something in Christ. Jesus said, I'm anointed. So if you are brokenhearted, to heal the brokenhearted, you have to believe in the person who heals broken hearts. To set the captives free. To loose the prisoners. And to declare the day of the vengeance of our God against our enemies. If you believe these things, you walk in them. You declare them. You stand your ground. No backing down. I felt, somebody said, and I felt it strong come to me, no backing down against the forces of darkness. You wake up at midnight and say, no backing down. You are leaving my marriage. You are leaving my body. You are leaving my children. You are leaving my finances. My brother the other day was telling me, he said, there's so much marital chaos, eh? Not here in Ghana. The divorce rate has gone through the roof in the church. In the churches. It seems to be a massive attack. The only thing, and the finances are going down, things are not working. People are being attacked in their work, job, workplace, all kinds of demonic attacks. The only thing that will stand is faith in God. God is for me. So whoever rises against me shall fall. He says, surely they will gather together against you, but not by me, saith the Lord. Whosoever rises up against you shall fall. You stand your ground like that. Look, let me tell you, the devil knows whether you believe or not. The demons, in the realm of the spirit, when you are saying things, they can tell whether you believe it or not. They know. So that is why when you say, come on, the things are not coming, they are checking whether you believe or not. So they throw some signs in the what? In the physical realm. And you to say the thing is not working. Then they win. That's why when you are dealing with the devil, you don't say, come out in Jesus. You have to
to believe and declare and stand your ground before demons will listen to you. Because, look, it's not just the words you are saying, because they can see and feel in the realm of the spirit whether you truly believe God or not. You have to believe. You have to come to a place where you believe God. Your dreams, your visions, the things God have told you, for them to come to pass, you have to believe. There is no other way. By faith, they conquered. I like this. What more shall I say? Then he mentioned all these people. Verse 33. Who through what? Are you here? Verse 33. Who through faith subdued or conquered kingdoms? There are some kingdoms to be conquered in your life. There are some territories Satan is running rampant and havoc in your life. Through faith, you will conquer. Through faith, you take back the territory that Satan has been harassing you about. Through faith, through faith, through faith. Turn to your neighbor and say, through faith, through faith. Tell them, let it enter them. It is through faith, through faith. Through faith. I like that. They conquered kingdom, administered justice. You see, it works everywhere. And gain what was promised. Who shut the mouth of lions? Quench the fury of the flames. As I was preparing, I could see Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They threw them. They used the rope for skipping rope. In the flame. You think it wasn't real when they were being bundled and being thrown into the fire. You know what happened to those who bundled them? They got burnt. Your enemies, if you can praise God, they will burn. Yeah. You see, I saw them skipping. You know the three-way one? The one that they do like that, and the children jump. It's called double dutch. Uh-huh. The Abednego say, yeah, one, two, pa, ka, pa. In the fire, you know. You see, your actions will tell whether you truly believe God or not. The question is, for you to believe God, you need substance. You need to hold something that God has told you. I tell you, better develop your faith. Those of you with children, you better develop your faith. The things that are against crying and taking them to Oxford will not solve anything. Do you know you become great by faith, not by your education? Not by your pedigree or where you come from. Look, parents, you better train your children to believe God more than anything else. The thing that is coming, gross darkness shall cover the people. But they can believe God. The glory of God will arise upon them. They that believe, not because you come and sit in church, but they that believe. I'm not joking. This, the message of faith is vital. Everything about God is faith. For without faith, it is impossible. I don't know what else English word we have to use. Synonyms or what? Absolutely not possible to walk with God. It's not possible to walk with God without faith. Jesus, Jesus is a manifestation of God on earth. And look at the things he would tell people. Thy faith has made thee whole. According to your faith, be it done unto you. People even could access the power without his knowledge by faith, like the woman with the issue of blood. Faith. One man who had a revelation of faith in God asked that his servant was what? Ill and dying. So they went and told Jesus. Jesus said, okay, I will come and heal your son. He said, no, Jesus. I don't need your physical appearance. I don't need any pastor or any apostle. Only speak the word and it shall be so. Turn your phones. Only what? Speak the word. And case closed. What else? You want an angel to come and stand before you? God has already given you the word. Fear not, I am with you. Be not afraid, I am your God. I will help you. What help do you need? If you will believe. If you can believe. Somebody said, Pastor John, you don't know what I'm going through. You are here screaming and shouting. If you are going through what I'm going through. You will not be saying that. Oh, Lord. Do you know what I go through? Do you even have any idea what I go through? But whether I go through or not, God's word is forever settled. Forever. Oh, Lord, thy word is settled. It is settled. It doesn't change. He said, you have made the word of God of no effect. Can you imagine? Because of your traditions, because of your experience, because of what you are going, you have neutralized. The Bible says Jesus one day went to his own hometown, Nazareth. And there he could do no mighty works. Can you imagine? God Jesus went amongst the people. He saw people. And there he couldn't do nothing. The Bible said that he will not. He could not. Because of their unbelief. You know, we know you, Jesus, we know you. Hey, when your mother gave birth to you, even I was there. We know you, your history. Are you not the carpenter? I used to bring my chair for you to fix. Now you are coming to tell me you're a healer and a miracle worker. You see, the familiarity, the lack, because they did not have revelation of who Jesus Christ is. That's what I'm telling. Take it from me, saints. Jesus can come and sit next to you and nothing will happen. It is your faith that puts what? A demand upon what? God. And you need to, I feel people must have aggressive faith. Say aggressive. Very aggressive, stubborn, unyielding faith. No backing down. Say, Satan, you will not have place in this home. No place in this family. You are out. You have no jurisdiction. I command you, take your weapons and be gone. Loose my husband. Loose my wife. Loose my children. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And you stand your ground. Or you can neutralize the word of God by what you are feeling. How many of you have felt down before? Yeah. But the Bible says he gives beauty for ashes. The oil of joy for mourning. And the garment of glory, the turban of glory, beauty for ashes. God has made provision for everything. As for trouble, we all go through trouble. Yes or no? As long as on this earth, who will not go through trouble? But God has made a way of escape. Yes, Lord. Some enemies you see, you will see them no more. Enemies that harass you. I don't care whether they are humans or devils. You will see them no more. Even your amen is not strong. Amen. You see, your amen determines how the thing is going to work for you. Oh. I mean, when I know I've been, a pastor says that, I jump and I catch it. You have to be aware and live in the spirit realm, not in the natural realm. The things we are fighting, all the weapons. I had a dream today. Come and see the weapons at my disposal. My goodness me. And I went and I hid them in different parts of the house. Here, there, outside, everywhere. So in case I come here, I have some here. I go there, I have some there. Mighty weapon to arbitrate my enemies. You are sleeping. As I wake up at night, 1, 2 in the morning, I go out and stand in my house and say, yeah, this oil, I forbid any trespasser from coming here. Yes. Then you are sleeping. You think you're the enemy you are fighting is relentless. You too must become relentless. You must stand and no backing down. Bible says, fight for your family. Fight for your family. Fight for your family. Fight for your family. And you are sleeping, snoring. And then also, your confession too is neutralizing everything. What you say. What you say. I'm even reading a book. It's not a Christian book. It's called Incognito. And I just... It's amazing. Even the power of the mind. You know, this your conscious level, from scientific research, your conscious level is just 1% of what is going on. Under the hood, have you seen a car before? You know, cars have got engines. You don't see it. In your subconscious mind, things are working without your conscious mind control. I was shocked. As I was reading, I've known it before, but the way they were and they giving proof. I tell you then, say something came to me. An idea came to me. Do you know where it's coming from? It's not from your conscious mind. So deep down, your conscious mind, with the Christian, on subconscious, with the Christians call it the spirit man. That worketh. You don't see him, but he's there. And if you don't feed him right and you don't think right, you find out that you can never generate. All the time is negativity. You find that you can't seem to get out of what? A negative pattern of thinking. Because some, and you yourself, you don't want it, but you don't seem to have control over it. Because it's not at the world conscious level. It's at the subconscious level. Things are working. And the way the brain operates, the connections can go from here to the moon about 10 times. Yes, the synapse and all of that. You see, when Adam fell, we lost all of those things. The potential of the human, just the brain. But this thing is connected some way, somehow, to the spirit. That is why you can create. Now, if you don't believe it, do you know they create out of faith? Hello? I say unbelievers. Do you know they believe that they can do electricity and they will do it. They believe they can do something. They have to have a belief before they can do it. Even though they are not Christians. Yes. One man who discovered some mathematical equations, people thought he calculated and got it. On his deathbed, you know what he said? He said, it wasn't me. I was there and the thing just came to me. And I wrote the formula down to solve the problem. Catherine, you are hearing that. There's supernatural abilities in your brain you are not even conscious of. If you can tap into it by faith, it will shock you what you will do with your life. But as long as Satan can get you and I bogged down in the realm of the senses. The other thing I find very sad as well. You know, what you give your attention to dominates you. I find believers don't give attention to the word of God. People don't give attention to prayer and fellowship. It's very, very sad. Because if you want your faith, I'll be teaching last time, goes. So if you want your faith to be very strong, you must feed your spirit man. You must feed on the word of God. You must feed on it. You must feed on it. How many of you ate breakfast before you came? How many of you will go home? You will eat. Tomorrow you will eat. Thank God. You say, thank God there's no fasting. Because you want your body to receive nutrients and strength. Do you know your spirit man must also be fed? The rare person I told you that is under the hood, you don't see. That does so many things. You need to feed him. You need to feed him. The Bible. The word. The Bible is God himself. So when I'm eating it, I'm eating who? God. When I become one with God, I become unconquerable, undefeatable, unshakable, immovable. It's like Job. Everything was taken from him in one day, including all his children. Can you imagine the nervous breakdown a normal human being will have? They'll go mad. True or not true? If what is described in Job, you go through that, you go mad. But Job worshipped and said, blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord has given, he has taken. Of course, God did not take. But he was so rooted in God that nothing would change his confession. His wife said, are you a fool?
What kind of God are you serving? And he's creating all this trouble. He's not bringing the man you've been crying for. He's not bringing the breakthrough. He's, what kind of God? What kind of God is? Just curse him and just forget this and go and find yourself something and do it your own way. Job said, you are joking. Stupid woman. You don't know whom I'm saying. You have to come to that place in your life. I am settled. Good or no good, God is good. I don't care what I go through. God is still God. And God is for me. He's not against me. I don't know what I'm going through, but God is for me. God is on my side. And I will bless the name of the Lord at all times. Not when I feel it. All times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will say of the Lord, how merciful and how gracious my God is. Faith. No backing down. No stepping back. I had it. No backing down against the forces of darkness. Don't back down. They must back down. Amen. Have we seen confrontation before? When two people face off. Go and get some film with face off. Where the two enemies have face off. One person has to back down. Not me. You do like Arnold Schwarzenegger. In True Lies, they've dragged him, you know, and tied him. And he said, I'm gonna kill you. Ha! That is the spirit of no backing down. I'm gonna do nothing. The person is wrong. When you watch movie, can't you see it? It means that the ultimate, always the what? The blow man wins. You know what the blow man is? In Ghana, we call them the blow man. The hero always wins. You are the hero. Turn to them and say, neighbor, you are the hero. You are the hero. You are the hero. It may appear that you are going down, but when all is said and done, I will be the one who will be standing. I will be the one who have the last laugh in the name of Jesus. All my enemies will see my story change and will come and ask me for help. Hallelujah. By faith. I don't know. I feel like running and shouting. By faith, they conquered. What kingdom do you want to conquer? By faith. Your husband will come by faith.
Amen.
Not by those internet and what do they call them? Not by that dating app. By faith. You think it's a joke? You won't really want your husband. That is from above, from the unseen world. You must take him by faith. Say, Father, you created me for my sake. It's not good for a man to be alone. You created me to be a helpmate. Bring the one I have to help. Bring him in the name of any force, any power holding him back. I rebuke, loose my man for me. I'm blessed. Say you, I'm blessed.
Blessed.
I'm blessed. You know, we have this song, I'm blessed. You know that song? No. I think it's by those. I'm blessed. No. Something like that. It comes from, some church. I think I'll find it for you. I'm blessed. You have to say that, I'm blessed. Like you see the confession we made. I'm blessed. Say it every day. Say it with your mouth. If you keep on saying, your brain will begin to be, that brain, the thing under the hood, after you said it, do you know that any experience you go through, your brain leaves marks, like road maps. That is why people find it hard to break through strongholds. So if you want to change, the Bible says, do not be conformed to the world. But be ye transformed. The Bible is not giving even the biological aspects of it. By the renewing of your mind. How? By meditating in the word day and night. Day and night. You've been meditating on negative things for 30, 40 years and you think doing it by 2 minutes is going to change? That is a problem. My problem is that believers don't feed on the word. I'm always asking my children, have you read your Bible? Have you read your Bible? You want to be wise, read Proverbs. Pray through.
speak it through. And I was telling the company the other day, God is now saying we have to declare and proclaim the things that God has done. Speak it into the realm of the spirit. You know, words carry power. You must stand your ground. I like Daniel. He won't back down. Shadrach won't back down. Moses won't back down. Joshua won't back down. Those are the people who conquered by faith. Because they have heard the voice of God. God said it. In fact, anytime God tells you something, be ready for strong opposition. He says, but God told me, why are all the trouble multiplying? Yes, that is why God told you. So that when the trouble multiply, you say, I'm not backing down. My ministry is blessed. I see myself all over the world. Bringing deliverance. Of what if it doesn't happen? It will happen in the name of Jesus. Okay, what if it happens? You want me to say negative things? People think it is humble to say things that are contrary to the word of God. It's pride. When God said, I have delivered you, I am your side, I am for you. And you are saying that God is not for you. Okay, carry on. Fight God. Fight God. Fight God. With your emotions. That one, that song, I think goes, We Overtake. You know, that song, We Overtake. I played it about 5 years ago when we had that. I have to look for it. Overtake, possess. Surely the Lord will grant you victories. Amen. He will put a new song in your mouth. Yea, even a song of praise. For he's lifted me out of the miry clay and set my feet upon the rock. He put a new song in my mouth, even a song of praise. Many will see and fear. But that was in the miry clay. He lifted. What is going to lift you from miry clay to the sound, solid ground of the rock is your faith. And please, faith is not bravado. You know what bravado is? Go and find out. I'm not telling you. Go and find out when we finish. Bravado. Faith is not that. Faith is rooted in what God has just said. That is why, and by the way, you don't have to do anything for you to get faith. I'll show you how to get faith. Just listen to what? The word of God. Because as you listen, I don't know how they, like I told you, there are forces that you don't see outside your conscious. The more you listen and you listen and you listen, faith will just come to you like that. If you fear, it's because you believe what you fear, true or not true. You know that fear is a very negative emotion. It's a very negative emotion. It cripples, it paralyzes. But how do you get fearful? Because you believe something. You heard something or you saw something and you believe that thing. And that thing, I don't permit things to rule me, I'm telling you. When I feel something, I feel things here. I said, no, I don't like this feeling. Have you told yourself before? What did you do about it? You know what I do about it? I begin to war. So no, and I declare God's word. By the time, a few minutes, you find out the thing, I want to feel it. It's not there. Hallelujah. Yeah. You are going to face an enemy bigger than you, stronger than you, powerful than you. You will feel fear. You know how to overcome the fear? You look in the mirror. I can do all things through Christ. If God be for me, who can be against me? I can do all things through Christ. God is with me. God is with me. The power of God is working in me. I am strong. Just say it and see what will happen to you. Hallelujah. There is power in the name of Jesus to put demons to flight. I like the part, by faith they conquered kingdoms. We have a kingdom to conquer as a church. You have a kingdom to conquer as an individual. It is only by faith. So you should ask yourself, what are you trying to use to conquer? Even when your mother and your father forsake you, the Bible says the Lord will take me up. When all your friends forsake you and disappoint you, when everybody leaves you, the Lord. Are you not so happy about this Lord? And this Lord operate by the law of what? Faith. When we use, I think Chris quoted a scripture that
Don't lean to commit your plans to the Lord and the Lord will bring it to pass or something like that. If your mind and things are contrary to God's will and you don't trust the Lord, things doesn't work. How many of you have tried your own schemes and it hasn't worked? In fact, it created more trouble for you. How many of you have tried that before? Some people even cannot see when a demon is working. I know when a demon is working against my home. I know this one, he be demon, Oga, he be a devil. Hey, Satan, I got you out in the name of Jesus. So when the atmosphere changes. Yes. Some of it is not demon, some of it is demons. Some of it you need wisdom. And do you know that even wisdom outwits Satan? Hallelujah. You, the young ladies who want to get married, you have to dress nice. That one is a wisdom key. I'm not sure. They didn't even say amen. Okay, maybe remain in you are happy if you're still. God bless you in it in Jesus' name, whatever. You cannot be dressed. I'm not saying dress to entice in him, but dress nice. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are going to see the queen, will you just put on some tracksuit bottom? Marriage is for this earth, yeah. And people you see with their eyes. The men, they see with their eyes. Yes. That alone, the first connection will not happen because of just the dressing. Hey, I can't marry. This is even now. Then when we marry and we are in the home, what is going to happen? Nah, ain't happening here now. Even nature teaches you. Look, haven't you seen the females in nature? How they look more, the peacock, glorious and beautiful, and the men look funny. It's a reason. We the men, we can look anyhow, but not you, the women. You are supposed to be the fairer sex. Dress nice. Go to Primark. It doesn't cost much. Yeah, as long as the clothes are nice. So nobody even knows that is what? Primark. It's from Harrods. But they will think that what? Hallelujah. That's why you should wear bright colors, beautiful colors. I didn't get any amen from the women. Hallelujah. And the men as well, you want to lead your home. Are the men here? You have to be a man. Malachi, you have to learn to be a man. Come now, we'll train you how to be a man. It's a big job to be a man. You take responsibility. You lead the family. You stand for the family. You provide. You are a priest in the home. So you declare, Father, I'm a priest in my home. I will lead my wife and children. I will protect my wife and children. Because you call me as a king to reign and rule here. And I reign and rule on your behalf to bring joy, peace, harmony in this home to the glory of your name. We will raise world changers, history makers, people who will leave their mark on earth because you are with us. Look, you have no idea the power of faith. Let me just say this in closing, then maybe we'll pray. One day, I was listening to a prophet and he said something. He had been paid. He saw my, Ghana, when they pay you at time, they give you all the cash. So let's say you've been paid. And then he goes to pray in the place we used to pray. It's like a garden. So whilst he was praying, praying, he heard another man on the other side also praying. Say, God, today, if you don't provide for me and you will die here. We were dying here because his wife was in hospital. No money to deliver. She was pregnant. He had nothing. And the man was crying and weeping. And God told him, go and give all your salary to that man there. Will you do it? So go and give all the money to that man. Say, hey, this one is right. And releases the money. You see, it was very hard. You know, their time giving is very hard. He releases the money. He thought the man even would give him a little change so that he can, because he had no money to take transport. Where he was praying to where his house was, about 12 miles. See, the man got the money
fell on the day and said, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Then he disappeared. His prayers has been answered. You know you are an answer to somebody's prayers. Amen. Just like somebody is going to answer you as well. Amen. The man left, he said to a left when he was praying, then his mind was going around in circles. You see the thing? See, what am I going to do? And he had to go home. He had to pass through a forest, dark place. It has gotten dark. 6-7. As he was going alone, shit, what am I going to tell my wife? The money, the little money. Just going. And then a car, that time, that was years ago. So a car, a certain gentleman came and stopped next to him. I said, my young man, what are you doing here? At this time of the night, where are you going? And he told him, say, jump in, I'll give you a lift. Anyway, so he jumped in. So while they were going, he will not shut his mouth. He told the man, do you know Jesus? Have you given your life? The man said, shut up. He said, if you are Jesus, why would you be the one walking and the one driving the car? You don't have now. You are talking about Jesus. This is your Jesus. I'm the one giving you a lift. I'm just showing you something that if you have Jesus, regardless of the level where you come from, you have no idea what you will have. So the man started, he said, eesh. And then all of a sudden, the Lord told him, he said, this man, he's going to his girlfriend. He said, he's not a happy man. He said, then he told the man, you are not a happy man. You have lost somebody, you are not happy. In fact, right now, you are going to visit your girlfriend. The man just, yeah. See, that is when money bound to power of faith. He said, how did you know? He said, I know. God is telling me to tell you. You are not a happy, you are a miserable man. You are chasing after this and that. And by the time he finished, the man has given his life to Christ and was praying in tongues. And he said, I'm not going to my girlfriends anymore. I have stopped. I will take you straight to your home. Hallelujah. That is the power that money can buy. No education can buy. It is the Holy Ghost by faith. Nothing can buy that. You don't want that. What do you want? When they go to the man, said, oh, no. Oh, so sorry. I'll give you something. Wrote a check 10 times. What he gave to the man. Ah, hallelujah to God. Glory. Look, this was the power that worked for us. This power will work for you in your money, in your health, in your marriage, in every area of this power will work in our children. It will work everywhere. It's the same power. To work against the forces of darkness that are chasing your life, harassing your life. Shall we stand? That power is for you. If you can believe, all things are possible. I want you to curse your wickedness. The Bible says when Jesus saw a fig tree that was not bearing fruit, he cursed it. Any wicked thing that is causing you not to bear fruit, I want you to use your faith, curse that thing. Anything that is hindering your life in any form or shape, curse that thing right now. Curse that spirit right now. Curse it in the name of Jesus. Curse any threat, any barrier, any opposition, any hindrance. Call the walls to come down. Call the mountains to disappear. Cause the mountains to dissolve. In your marriage, in your finances, in your job, in your destiny, command it right now. Declare it right now. They are coming down. Every wall is breaking out. In the name of Jesus. Friends might have forsaken you, but the Lord has not forsaken you. The Lord is still on your side. Say, God is for me. God is on my side. I will make it. I will marry. I will enjoy life. I will fulfill my destiny. In the name of Jesus, deploy the blood. Deploy your weapons. Let the word of God fight for you. Let God's word fight for you. Let God's word fight for you. Power is on your side. Glory is on your side. Victory is on your side. The serpent is dead. The serpent is toothless. You have the power. Trample down. Trample them down. Trample down. Every serpent, every scorpion, in the name of Jesus. Every force. Don't back down. Don't step back. Victory has been commanded for you. The word of God will work for you. God will fight for you. In fact, he has fought long time ago for you. Hallelujah. You should declare, where there is shame, glory is coming upon my life. Double glory. For it is written so in Isaiah. Double glory. Double glory. Labro shakaba satundaya. Yes, Lord. Favor, doors are opening to you. No man, no devil can shut the door. God is opening to you. Yes, Lord. Where there's oppression, command it to lift. Command the dark cloud. Go out of your life. Live from your head. Live from your family. Live from the child. Makatomba yalamaya. Lord, let there be judgment. Let there be vengeance against my adversaries. Against the enemies of my soul. Against the enemies of my life. Against the enemies of my family. Against the enemies of life center. Tender from above. Execute vengeance against every enemy in my life, Lord. We break down every resistance. We come against the walls. We destroy the barriers. In the name of Jesus, we command our unconditional release because of the blood of Jesus. We are set free. We are blessed going out and we are blessed coming in because the Lord our God is on our side. Pray, pray. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.